The University of South Carolina lost its first game in Omaha at the 2010 College Baseball World Series. But then Carolina got up off the mat and won game after game after game after game after game after game, six straight, to claim the program's first ever national title. Hello, everyone. This is Sports and Commentary. I'm Greg Stewart. Thank you for joining me, and thanks for your support of Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Those contributions help to sponsor the show, and you can learn more or give anytime at WWIB.com. Whit Merrifield, a three-year starter for South Carolina, came through with a championship series winning hit against UCLA in that 2010 College World Series in the bottom of the 11th.
History of its athletic program, South Carolina had one national championship, women's outdoor track and field. Now they can add college baseball to their trophy case.
Yeah, the hero of that 2010 College World Series for South Carolina is with me on Sports and Commentary, Kansas City Royals second baseman Whit Merrifield. Thank you, Whit, for coming by again. Tell me where that memory, that game-winning hit for Carolina, ranks in your baseball life.
That was, still is to this day, my the highlight of my baseball career. To go through a year like that with a group of guys, you know, in college, you grow closer to guys than you do at this level, just because in college you're living together and everyone's single and. So you hang out, you tend to hang out more as opposed to in professional ball. You know, people are older and they're married with family, so you don't really hang out as much outside of the field. So you get in college, you're really entwined with these people, and we're a super close team, and we brought the first ever national championship to a university in a town that had craved a winner, you know, for forever really. So to be a part of that trip and that journey, and to bring that community a champion finally, was still the most special part of my baseball career.
I bet. And I think at least four of you guys from that team have made the big leagues, including Jackie Bradley Jr., who helped the Boston Red Sox win the World Series last year. Have you talked to Jackie since the Bo Sox took the title?
Yeah, I've talked to Jackie and told him how proud I was of him. And, you know, just sent my congratulations to him. So he's been quite busy. He's actually just in London promoting their, I think the Yankees and Red Sox might play in London next year. So I think he was out there promoting that. So he's stayed busy, and you know, he's a good friend. And like I said, we share that bond from college.
Yeah. Well, you've been on this journey to the big leagues since you played rookie ball in Burlington, Iowa, the Burlington Bees in 2010. 7 years, I think it is, in the minor leagues. For what has this experience been like for you? What do you know about professional baseball today that maybe you didn't as a college player?
It's not glamorous at all, like people might seem to believe. It's tough in the minor leagues, and it's a long path to get to the big leagues. But it makes the light at the end of the tunnel that much sweeter, I guess.
Well, you have arrived, and you're making an impact. You had a breakout season in 2018, led the league in steals, high batting average, led the league in hits. How about your 2018 season?
Yeah, it was a big milestone for me to hit over 300. I ended up hitting, I think, 304, and that was a milestone I've always had. So it was nice to put a good season together and hit, you know, the lead all of baseball in hits was pretty cool. Something that, you know, I didn't think would happen if I was being honest at the beginning of the season. And then at the same time, to lead the league in stolen bases was also, you know, it was a lot of fun. you know, even though we didn't have a good season as a team, you know, to still be playing for something there the last couple games, it was a lot of fun. And, you know, I look forward to carrying that into next year and doing what I can to help us get over the hump and compete again and get to the playoffs.
Yeah, 104 losses last year, but a lot of kids on your Royals team with the rebuild there. Beyond Duffy and Gordon and Kennedy, you're not one of the older players in the club, aren't you?
Yeah, I didn't get my call till later on in my minor league career, so I got to do the most I can and this little time I've had to catch up and get to where I need to be. So I feel like I have a lot of good years left in me. I feel like I've always done a good job taking care of my body, and I'm not a big guy, so my body doesn't have a lot of weight to carry around, so I should stay nice and limber and fast for a long time, I feel like.
I think so, too. Whit Merrifield of the Kansas City Royals with me today on Sports and Commentary. I've had a nice conversation for a couple of days, and we haven't even gotten to your story of finding Jesus as your Savior and how that's made a difference in your life, Whit. So I think we'll pick it up there next time here on Sports and Commentary. Thanks for coming by. God bless you. Have a great day.
Thank you.